David Whiteman lives among rolling hills, woods, and farmland in Center Hall.
I grew up on a dairy farm just about 5 miles from here. I have a financial planning practice that I've been doing for 34 years. And my wife, Connie, and I built this house in 1999.
In Whiteman's house, you'll find his photographs on almost every wall and table. And they make it clear that he loves nature and wildlife.
And so, for example, that photograph there of the chipmunk, that got an honorable mention in Pennsylvania Magazine's annual photo contest last year. And then this one here was one I took just recently in Texas. What I was able to do down here is what I call create bird portraits.
Whiteman indicates a close-up shot of a cardinal on a branch in a luxuriously vivid red.
And then over here I have a picture of a snowy owl.
And there are many more diverse nature scenes, some from as far away as Iceland. There are plenty of Pennsylvania photos, too, like a waterfall pouring over moss-covered rocks at Ricketts Glen. Whiteman also finds inspiration in his own backyard. You have an incredible view here. Do you know how far you can see?
Across the way is maybe 2 miles.
Out on the balcony, there's a beautiful view of rolling hills and mountains in the distance. Whiteman says he's found inspiration for his photography here.
Because you get great light, you got this expansive view, and you get some amazing sunrises out here.
As we went back into the house, I saw through the window on the other side that his front yard has its own natural wonders.
I have a flock of turkeys that come in every morning.
Turkeys? Every morning?
Yeah, you see one up. There's two up there right now.
There are. Oh, yep. My gosh. There are two turkeys outside your window.
Yep. There's a deer up there right now, too.
Where?
See beyond the turkeys, there's a deer standing.
Right behind the turkey. Oh, I need to get my camera.
Whiteman takes sharp, eye-popping nature photographs, but he says he has no plans to go pro.
To me, it's a pure hobby. It's something it was in the military. I bought my first camera back then, and I really enjoyed taking pictures. But with the advent of digital is when I began to get more serious about photography, because with digital photography, you have instant feedback. You can see the result of your photograph.
Whiteman's winning image for WPSU's Art for the Airwaves contest was taken at an Amish farm in Mifflin County. There are corn stacks in the foreground on a farmer's field, with buildings and bare trees in the distance. The field is tinged with frost, a contrast to the warm colors of sunrise in the sky.
In the fall, the Amish tend to put up these corn stacks. And I was thinking about a photograph that I would like to incorporate using these corn stacks, but I wanted to do it during a sunrise.
And so in November, Whiteman seized his opportunity to turn piles of corn into art.
I just got up early one morning and drove over to Big Valley and kind of looked around and to create a couple compositions and set up my tripod, my camera, and started to fire away.
He says he took about 30 photographs that morning.
But this one, I think, worked the best, given its soft light, sunrise coming up on the corn stacks, the frost on the ground, and the click-clock of the horses going by and the buggies on a Sunday morning. It was kind of neat.
When he got the photo back home, Whiteman applied some digital tools to enhance the image.
You have the ability to take your photograph and create your own vision. You can adjust the exposure, you can adjust the white balance, you can adjust contrast to create a specific mood.
Whiteman's photograph, titled Sunrise on the Corn Stacks, is WPSU's 2018 Art for the Airwaves winner. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.